Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening out there. Hey, it is Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. I want to say hello to everybody out there. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. You know, I'm a bit concerned here because all these counts are up. Hospital ICUs, deaths, the virus is on the rise. We don't know what we're going to do about this, you know. But I can tell you one thing. My concern is about the children. They're traumatized. We're all traumatized out here. But with the babies, you know, they really don't know what's happening. And if they don't have those teachings and those basics, see, we were fortunate enough to come up. We had storytellers. They told us about the warnings, the teachings, the lessons to carry us on through life. But that no longer exists anymore. So it's really, really tough out here for them. So what I'd like to say is, you know, we must establish the correct standard of value upon the foundation of the dignity of life. Leaders of society, including politicians and school teachers, should teach children the distinction between good and evil and lead society in the direction of goodness. Today, however, the higher the status that people achieve, the more wrongdoings they tend to commit. Those in high status think only of their selfish interest while exploiting ordinary people. The me-first attitude prevails. Looking at those adults, children cannot possibly grow upright. Such social trend, in a sense, are destroying our children. Adults must first reflect on their own way of life. Without self-reflection, adults are not qualified to scold our children out there. And on that note, we're going to bring you in. We have Miss Tiffany Jones coming in with us today. She's going to be talking about the children and the trauma. Maybe she'll try to, I'm going to ask her a question and see which direction we have to go into that. But today, we're going to be short and sweet. Before we get started, just sit back and relax. Welcome in. Wake up. Move the blood through that brain. Clear those lenses. Get that fog out of your head, please. I just thought I'd wake you up with that because we got to give it up. We got to give up this stupidness. We got to give up this listening to everybody. We have to start learning how to think for ourselves because we must protect our children out here. And to share a question or maybe give us some information or some things to be mindful of, we have Miss Tiffany Jones on the line with us. You know, she is that community person. She fights for that social justice, and she gets it right. Tiffany Jones, are you on the air with us this evening?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And, you know, I'll put it out here first. Thank you. Thank you. I know you're a busy lady. We're going to care and share today. We're going to do it short and sweet. But I'm so glad that you took out the time to come and, like, help us out here. We're talking about the children, what they're going through, why they're going through it, and what can be done about it. So I'm just going to be quiet over here.
Oh, so you're quiet. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm in the car right now, so if there's any outside noise, you know why, because I was doing some things. I was in a meeting prior to this. So anyway, so I've been in the community lately talking to people, and one of the concerns is what's going on as the children go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting out there. Parents are really, I don't want to say struggling, but they're finding a hard time with the system that's in place. I believe that the school district, you know, promised that everything would be ready for the kids to come back. They're not finding that. They're finding that it's very hard to navigate, and I know the children just got back into school, but it's just hard. I mean, if the kids are bused, it's taking probably an hour for them to get on the bus, and that's because, yeah, all the mandates and the social distancing and the not having enough drivers because some people went and found other jobs, so they didn't come back to work. Not only that, it's the teachers, they're having some trouble. You know, they're like, until you can figure out what's going on, I'll come back when it's all figured out. So the substitute teachers are having difficulty adjusting to this new schedule. And it's just, you know, all the promises that were made for it to be smooth. Of course, nothing is ever smooth when you implement a system, but you like it to be as smooth as possible, and in this circumstance, it isn't.
You know, I never even thought about the children that would have to be bused and, you know, moving out. I didn't look at it because being an educator myself, you know, I love my babies, but I'm not going in that classroom either, okay? Not right now. Just not, you know, feeling comfortable about that. But to think about the busing, you know, not enough drivers, the time that it's taking to place them on the bus, I could see where that would take up time. You know, you're dealing with young adults, and you just can't just say, okay, Johnny, go over here. Johnny needs to be directed. Johnny needs to have some explanation to him, number one, to why this is happening. See, they're going through it, but they don't get clarification on why. And persons, even if they know how to give them an explanation, they're not taking our time to give them an explanation. Mentioning the substitute teachers, I have friends that are subs that are going into different locations because, you know, they move you around. And some areas are set and ready, and some areas aren't. So what is that about? Where does that fall from? If it's under one district, then shouldn't it be straightened out across the board? But it's not happening that way. So that's bringing stress to that teacher. And, you know, substitute teachers, you know, they go in, and they're not the regular teachers, and children have different attitudes, so they don't want to listen to them anyway because they know they're not the regular one. And they will ask you, are you a sub? Are you a regular teacher? And they act up. Regarding this mask mandate, Tiffany, I'm so sad because I know the temperament of young adults. I know the temperament of adults, but children play games. You know, you've got children, they'll take them during masses off just to see if they can make Joe sick. and see what happens. You know, they're inquisitive. So it's so, it's a thing out here that what in the world is going on? Oh, babies. And it's traumatizing. It's traumatizing for us, the adults, you know, when you talk to the therapist. Like you say, you get out into the community and you're asking, you know, you're trying to get information. You're taking that temperature out there. Mommy, what do you think? How do you feel about this? See, we look at one side of it, and the side is, oh, the babies miss their friends and they want to go back to school. It's not the babies. It's the parents, okay? Because children can adapt very quickly. They can adapt as long as there's an explanation there, and as long as you put them in a position where they think that they're designing it, okay? And when I say they think they're designing it, give you an example. When this first started, my neighbor, she has children in school, and everybody had to stay in, and the computers weren't working, and she was freaking out, and the children were sitting up looking at her crazy. And she said, I set up everything. I said, oh, you did? I said, you set up everything. I said, let me ask you something. Did you ask her where she wanted her desk? And she looked at me. I said, did you ask her where she would like her set up? And she didn't do that. I said, because, see, you set it up for your comfort where you thought it had to go. I said, you have to give her the respect to let her set up her own area. And she's going to place her desk and her computer and her little setup the way that she wants to do it. I see that's the first mistake. Children do not like to be told. They need to be explained. But if they know that they're having a part in this operation, they get it done better. And if you want it done better, you go to them first. It's just like, you know, somebody saying, oh, that's blue, and you really know it's pink. Or that's just like us as young adults. I was just speaking with the listeners, telling them that the storytellers are no longer here, that the direction and the instruction and the teaching, we don't have that anymore. See, these children don't know the story because there's no storytellers. I had the fortune, you had the fortune, of having storytellers. So we listened to those stories, and we formed our own opinion, and we've carried that information through life. That's because you had the opportunity to have a storyteller. So I think, me personally, you know, when it comes down to the children, I'm very, very sad over here, and it really, really saddens me. And then I don't get the guilt because I, too, have to stay safe and protect myself. But it's not an easy thing. It's a traumatic experience, and especially for the young adults. So how are we handling this? What would you say that needs to be done? Because you're out there. You're on the political side of it. You're dealing with all the organizations. What do you think? How should we approach this? Should the parents raise hell, or should the society raise hell? Who should raise the hell?
Right. I think, you know, there's some solutions, and I believe that, you know, homeschooling definitely is an option. And I will say the results of homeschooling will put your child further along than just regular school. I mean, you know, kids test out at 2 or 3 grade levels ahead. So, you know, not everyone's cut out, though, to do that and be an educator or a teacher at home, and I do understand that. As we get into this new normal, what does that look like? Everything is changing, and everyone's trying to adjust. You know, there's just a lot of people who are experiencing trauma. Because this is, and sorry about this, I'm like in the car and all kinds of noise, the motorcycles are going and
we're fine.
All
it's okay.
So, but what I will suggest, because I have researched different programs, and I have come across an emotional wellness program that really educates and talks about it. So let's say if you do decide to go back to school, it teaches a child how to cope with what's going on, how to manage their stress, so that they can, you know, they can sit in school and learn and do all these things that they're requiring them to do. And it's effective. It's a very effective program. So I just encourage people, I mean, like I said, I'm never going to tell anybody what's best for their family and what they should do, but I think that there are programs out there, and you do your research and see what, you know, what you'd like to do. Look at your options, public schools, charter schools, private schools, or homeschooling. I think we discussed that the last time I was on the show, but I think it's a very it's a conversation definitely that needs to be had in families concerning their children. And whatever option is best for you, then do that. You know, there's no rule to say that somebody has to go to public school. Charter schools were developed because the children weren't getting everything that they needed in the public school, so they decided to develop charter schools, and for different reasons. Some have emphasis on art, some have emphasis on science, different things. So with that, I mean, you know, again, I it's only guidance. I'm only suggesting that people reach out and figure out a way to do this and seek out programs and foundations, because they are out there. Nonprofit organizations and foundations are out there, good ones, to help with this. Again, not everybody knows how to do it.
Right.
But there are solutions out there, I will
now,
say that.
Now, when you say there's foundations out there, I mean, I'm getting information. I know you're affiliated with quite a few. This Reach Me Foundation, is that the name of it? Reach Me Foundations, they deal with youth.
Mm-hmm. Reach Me
Foundation. Specializing in emotional wellness programs or what?
Yes, Reach Me Foundation is a foundation that really focuses on the youth and the youth in the community. Kind of back in when we had, or what the function of a community development center should be here. You know, you could go probably like 20 years ago to a community development center, and you could play games, and you could get tutoring, and you could, you know what I mean, be part of a team, a basketball team, a baseball team. We don't have any of that anymore. So what we're trying to do right now in the community is to reestablish those things, because the youth definitely are at risk. And, you know, like I said, with all the stuff changing in schools and just different situations, you know, like there are organizations such as Reach Me Foundation that do cater to the youth. And yes, we are, as I belong to the board, we are seeking solutions to deal with the problems in the community. And so the emotional wellness program, is one that we have found as a solution.
Yeah, well, it's very important that that's there. Because it's needed across the board. You need an adult section, a mommy section, and a daddy section, and then in the next 3 hours, let's bring the children section in here, and then at the end of the week, collaborate everybody and see what they came up with, because it's going to take everybody to get it done. If you have that foundation and you're putting that type of direction out there, it takes everybody to get it done. So if the child is on board but the mommy needs to have more blue pills than the child, then you got a problem. So those are things that, because we're all going need emotional wellness. We all need it in one form or the other. And some persons know that imbalance is there. Some people are not aware of it, and some people really don't care. So it's a lot going out there for those who know that they're emotionally struggling and they can reach out and have the strength or the courage to reach out. That's a good thing. But there's many of them out there who don't know how to reach out, or the pride or the pullback, you know, because in various cultures, you know, emotional imbalance is something that you never spoke of. You understand? You never talked about that.
Yep.
So we as a culture of people if you didn't have that strong family base and if you wasn't getting those teachings and that direction to keep you balanced, you had a problem out there because it wasn't talked about, okay? But it's always been needed. So you and we come from many, many, many arenas, and I tell people all the time, I said, have you ever went to visit a rehab center for mentally mental problems? I said, one thing you will notice when you walk in, that everybody is respectful and kind. I say, you know why? Because they might have some emotional issues, but they know that everybody else in there got a problem too. So therefore, that respect comes in. So I love to give lectures on mental wellness, and I like to answer the question, well, what do you do to balance yourself? And my way of it is because, you know, we have to go, you know, I can't be, I'm serious, but I just have to have you smiling. It's like I use my 52 personalities. I have 52 personalities that I know of, and I'm pretty sure that there's some more lying dormant. So I use that as my lecture, but I can relate to the audience, and I do it in a relatable way so you understand where I'm coming from. I'm no psychologist. I don't even like the word psychologist. That's why I went into sociology, because I like people. Starting earlier, I took psychology, and I said, you know, I know what makes my brain tick. I'm bored. But it's something that's needed. It takes skilled individuals to do it. And in the universities, you know, some universities specialize in psychology, but it's a theory. And most of the time, that theory does not include underserved individuals. Do you understand where I'm going with that? So they go by the book, and the book is not including that. So it is a time like the Reach Me Foundation, and they're going with the wellness programs, and if there's wellness programs coming in for the emotional stability, then you must get on the move for it. And persons have to, like I say, clean those lens and clear that fog and get on the bandwagon because, again, each one teaches one. So that we have to move each other out there. With this Reach Me Foundation, their website is at www.reachmefoundations.org. Is that the way they're listed?
Yes.
Okay. And it's foundations with an S on the end. And I think I was speaking with you, the CEO of that organization, is that Dr. or Reverend Lee? What was the person's name?
Oh, Dr. Glenda Lee.
Glenda Lee, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna check into that. And I know that there are some things coming up, some exciting things coming up, and there's going to be opportunities out there for persons to participate. And the more information I get about it, the more information I'll post out there. I'm learning about it. But it's dealing with emotional wellness. It's dealing with those mental issues, because I can guarantee you everybody walking around here, the birds and everybody else, got a mental problem of some sort, whether they recognize it or not. Because of the event, because of the change, because of the new beginnings, as I call it, because of the new ways of doing things, we all have it here. And we might as well get on the bandwagon and come together and move through the communities and pick those baseball bats and all everything else you're going to need to have people readjust again, because it's a restructuring process. It's a mindset process. It's all about in the mind. And it stems not from yesterday. It stems from way back, way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go through, when you've been placed in a category, or you haven't been told the truth, or you've been made think like you or something other, you know, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that needs to be worked on there. So that's why I play my songs, you know, stand up, get up, it's time to get up and stand up, wake up, do whatever I have to do. Let me take a gong and fly through the air on my drone and just start beating through. And while I'm doing that for others, I'm keeping myself reminded also. But on that note, Tiffany Jones, I know that you are out there. I know that you're busy, 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 busy. Is there some type of statement or a remind that you want to put out here so we can start our week off However way you want to bring it. It doesn't have to be about the children. Just tell us what you feel. And we're going to carry that to start our week because this is Mindful Monday.
I thought you had a slogan for Mindful Monday or something to say for Mindful Monday.
Okay, you know, I write every day. And, you know, I'm just writing every day, and I'm just appreciative to be here, appreciative that we're breathing, try to keep myself balanced. And my reminder to today is, like, these counts are going up out here. These numbers are no joke. Whether they screwed or unscrewed or half done or whatever, everything is rising, and everything is moving. And I wish this virus would get up and move out here as fast as these days are going. Everything is moving fast, okay? And it's not giving you an opportunity, so you really have to ground yourself in order not to get stressed, in order not to get upset. I have family, you know, I'm out the South, so, I mean, I'm not from New Orleans, but I'm right across the river, okay? Even my Texas people are fine, the sun is shining bright, but New Orleans is a different ball game, okay? So you have individuals that have family there, and you have to make sure, and I'm just sharing this to everybody out there, if there's an individual or a family or someone that you know that's worried or concerned about their family, pick up the darn phone and call them. Pick it up and call them and see how they're doing. Just see how they're doing.
Right.
And
as a matter of fact,
go on.
You're right. You don't. As a matter of fact, you're correct. You don't know. I picked up the phone the other day because I was looking at the news with the, what is it, Hurricane Ida?
Yeah.
That's passing through, and happened to call my friend who has, like, he comes from a big family, so he had two or three members, but he said everybody was good, so, you know, which was a blessing. But you're absolutely right. Pick up that phone, call people that you haven't talked to, you're guided to do so.
And not only that, not only call the people that are going through it, call the people that are worried about their families. You know, we have to show appreciation out here. And I find out, and you have to use the thing of saying, well, they just don't know any better. And we understand that too, but no, or they haven't been taught any better. But if you have someone that you can call on every day, and they're there to support and assist you, and you know that they're worried about their family members, call them. And just ask them how they're doing. Okay, but people, they don't do that. And usually when an individual is going through something and have those type of worries, that's a sensitive issue. And it didn't feel good. I reach out all the time. I reach out, no matter if it's good, if it's bad, I reach out. I'm just a reach outer. But sometimes you sort of like limit that list because iron wears out. And if you're reaching out 100 years, and they're not reaching out for you, you start sitting back thinking, and you'll start eliminating that list because either they don't know any better or they don't care, one of the two. But in a situation like this, when you have persons that are in another state and they have families that are in the state that's going through the tragedy, pick up that phone and ask them, how is your family? It will make their day. And I think we need to do more of that. It don't take but a minute. So everybody is the me first thing. You know, cut that selfishness out. That's why we're going through all this stuff, okay? Learn how to be kind out there. Learn how to be kind to each other and one another. I don't want to get on this pulpit because when I'm spitting it out to you, I'm reminding myself because we're all normal, we're all humans, and we can't stay on that even temper all the time. And it's not designed for you to stay on it all the time because you need to be shook up every now and then so you can remember what it is to be kind. But it's a lot of unkind people here. I have a lot of friends from New Orleans, and I make sure that I call and, you know, even if I don't do anything but leave a message, please keep me updated how things going there. And they will say, do you know that you are the only person that has called me? And it hurts them. So I'm just putting it out there. Call, people. Call. Pick up the phone. Don't text. Don't be sending no emails. Everybody don't have a computer. I walk by mine for 30 days sometime. Pick up the phone and let someone hear your voice. The voice does the work. The voice. Not a text. Not an email. the voice is the one that brings that spirit higher. And on that note, you know, I can go on and on, but that's my take on it. Now, what you got to send us off with, Miss Jones?
There's nothing else to say after that. That was great. I mean, you know, that's a hard one to follow. You know, as just to piggyback on what you said, you know, just encourage people as much as you can. It's important. And you'd find that in just having a conversation with someone,
yes,
and encouraging them, how far that goes. So I guess that's all I have to say on that.
Inspiration. We always call ourselves influencers. It's about inspiration, empowerment. And each one teaches one. And that's why I say we're about education, unification, and collaboration over here. And person say, I said, no. You can't unify nothing until you're educated. And then once you get everything set, you got to come together and get it done. One person cannot do everything. So hopefully through this event, we are learning about our creativity. We're learning what we need, what we don't need. Hopefully we're learning how to be kinder to one another and to understand what this thing is doing. And that's all up from the top of the ladder to the bottom of the ladder. But most important, to think about our young adults out there, to think about the children, to see what they're going through, and to always keep this in mind. And I'll share this with you. And it's as long as we pray earnestly and sincerely without being, if we have strong and genuine faith, whatever it might be, even though results might not be immediately visible, they will definitely manifest without fail in generations of our children and our children's children. I would like to let all of you know that you to have absolute confidence in that, because it works, because we're generations. And our kids and your kids and their kids. And when I say generation, how you treat a person, when you have your kids, you're going to get that double duty back. So be aware of it. It's just the nature of the law. It's just the way that the universe is, just the way that it's structured out there. And if you don't pay attention to it, and you don't heed your warning signs, and you don't think about that kindness, and you don't think about others out there, we go through crap like we're going through now. Okay? We go through crap like we're going through now. So we're in it. We're in it all together. We might as well put those big smiles on our face and get ready to tell those stories out there. We need to tell stories. We need to be what they call a griot, okay? Because there's no storytellers here. Okay. So on that note, our children are lost, and they're seeking, and they're traumatized, and they're hurting. And when the children are lost, seeking, and traumatized, that they're not the future. They are the present, because they're running it right now. They are the present. But we have to be mindful, because you have to always remind them that you didn't invent this. You know how they get a new whatever, and you sit back and shake your head and say, baby, you didn't invent that. You're just doing it another way, you know, because you got different ages that you move with out there, and they think they didn't invent. No, you just put another name on it. Okay, so I work with the world. They say, well, Miss Linda, come in and teach this class. I say, they wouldn't be ready for me. They won't be ready, because I will go in and say, hello, how are you doing? Sit down and be quiet, because I'm not going to repeat myself. And if you don't want to listen, you can leave. See, that's how you have to go in on them. You have to get their attention, but in a way that you do it with love, but you still have to do it. It depends on the age. So right now, I'm concerned about the children back going to school. I'm concerned about the things that are not set up right, because I've been hearing my horror stories too, okay? Because I know a lot of educators out there that have to go in and teach these babies, and these babies are going back in there, and it's not a pretty thing. So who is the fault of that? How can that be changed? It is supposed to be done, and it's supposed to be set up, then set it up. Okay, that's all I have to say. And, you know, I'll keep thinking about it. I'll that buzz start boiling over here, and I'll take us to a different direction. But on that note, Miss Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I. I always like to say that because I say this is Tiffany with an I. And that I to me means I will get the job done. I will find the solution. And when I speak with you and when you come on, that's the way I see you. Okay, we got a lot of change agents out there. But change agents don't mean nothing. You have to become a change maker. And that I in Tiffany is the one that I will find that solution. So I am so glad that you came on to join us, to share with us. I'll put the information out about the Reach Me Foundation. I've heard a lot about them. I'll look into it. And listeners out there, take care of yourself so we can take care of these children. That's all I'm going to say on that end. Tiffany, we love you.
Okay.
I'm going to play a reminder song because it's mine for Monday, and I'm going to share with them what was shared with me, and I'm going to share with y'all. Tiffany, have a great evening. It's mine for Monday, listeners. That was Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I, and that means I will find the solution. Love you.
Love you too, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Y'all, ain't nobody crying, no, help me here.
I'll take you there.
Help me on.
Showing others how to live.